Okay, today is Shvius Daf Pei Zayin, the last daf here in Masechah Shvius. Baruch Hashem, it's been an amazing ride and travels through this Masechta, and let's finish it up with the last daf here in Masechah Shvius. So we are on the Mishnah, the last Mishnah, Pei Vav Amabez. The last Mishnah, we spoke about the concept of the Love going to the Malva and saying, you know, I want to return the money to you anyway. And then the Malva says, the Malva says that no, I'm not going to take it back. And the Lovo says Afal Pikein. And in that way, we had a discussion of that Rashi in the Sechas Gittin about do you force the guy or is it softly, like we said in the language of the Yerushalmi, B'safa Rafa V'hayamin Pshuta L'kabel we had. Okay, so now we're in the Mishnah. Hamachzer Chov B'Shvius. If somebody returns a Chov B'Shvius, Ruach Chachamim Nochei Menu. Chachamim are very happy about that because it shows that you appreciate that even though the Torah says you don't have to return, but you do return anyway. The Marasilio says, Ruach Chachamim v'chasidus bekirbo. The Chachamim are happy about his piety. De'eno rotze lehanos mimon acherim. You don't want to get hana from other people's money. So it's interesting. The Torah says that the loan disappears and you don't have to return it. So it's looked at other people's money, but it is other people's money in a certain way. And therefore, we say, Ruach Chachamim Nochei Menu, it's a good idea to be machzer the chov. Halova min hager, shenizgairu banav imo. If somebody borrowed money from a convert that his children converted with him. In other words, they are halachically not related to him. They weren't born after he converted. They're halachically not related to him. Lo yachzer lebanav. So he does not return, he technically does not have to return the money to the children of the ger because they're not related to him. Midal raisa. But v'im hechzir ruach chachamim nochehimenu. But again, if he returns, the chachamim are happy about that. Why are they happy about that? Because this, think about the children. The children are probably thinking to themselves that when we were non-Jews, there is a concept of Yerusha and family for non-Jews. So when we were non-Jews, we were related to our father. And now that we converted, we're not related, we're not going to get his loans. It's going to make them feel bad. It's going to make them want to go back to being non-Jews because it was better off. It's better off to be non-Jews that we got the loans paid because we were related to him then, right? Within non-Jews have family. So says the Mishnah Ruach Chachamim Nochei Menu. Look at the Mahara Folda. Dafka lebanav shenizgairu imo. Right, we're only talking. When do we say Ruach Chachamim Nochei Menu? As I just explained, children who are misgayer with him, do yarshim heina saviyah min haTorah, because these children that he had when he was a non-Jew, yarshim min haTorah. V'yesh lachu sheyomru im hayu gayim hayu yarshim aviyim. Right, there are a number of halachas that we try not to do something to make the convert feel, oh, it was better off. It was better off when I was not Jewish. Right, that's why we have a principle even in halacha. Yom rubano mikdusha chamur l'kdusha kala. There can't be anything that's mutter for a non-Jew. That's why Midrabanan will say, let's say a brother and a sister who are obviously brother and sister, when they're born, if they convert and they're not halachically related to each other, they can't marry each other. Right? Why? Because Banu Mikdusha Chamura L'Kdusha Kala. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about, a case where they would have gotten Yerusha had they been non-Jews, but here they are not, and that's where we say that that's why it emphasizes the children that converted with them. Aval, continuing the Mara Folda, Im Haisa Harasam Shalom Bikdusha Validasa Bikdusha. What if the mother became pregnant, the convert woman became pregnant when she was still non-Jewish, and v'leidasa b'kdusha, and then born b'kdusha, d'me olam lo yarshu aviyem in haTorah, there was never Yerusha Darai, so then it doesn't reach this level. Ein ruach hachav nochei menu, we're not choshesh for, that's not the special level that, oh, there's a chshash, and Chazal said that we will give you a special bracha of ruach hachav nochei menu. Okay, that's the first two. Number one, if somebody returns a chov in shvius, it's a good idea. Ruach Chachamim Nochei Menu. Number two, if somebody returns to the children that were related beforehand, Ruach Chachamim Nochei Menu. Number three, next. Kol HaMetaltalin Nikneh B'Meshicha. All movable items are Nikneh B'Meshicha. As we know, the halachas of kinyanim, many different kinyanim mentioned in the Mishnayos and Maseches Kiddushin. Metaltlin, movable items are nikne bebeshicha, v'chala mekayim es dvaro, but the Mishnah adds, if you fulfill your word, what does that mean? Even if I didn't do a kinyan meshicha, I didn't do a physical kinyan on the item, but I just promised to give the money. So then again, Ruach HaChaim no Chaymenu, it's a good idea not to go back on one's word. Right? Go back on one's word. The Gemara says about Metzia, the Maharal Folda quotes it, Eifas tzedek v'hin tzedek, sheyehei hin shalcha tzedek, that your word should be your word. And therefore, even though you didn't actually do the kinyan yet, and you didn't pay the money yet. If you pay the money, we'll get into the Gemara. If you pay the money and then you want to retract because you didn't do Meshicha yet, then that's, you get a curse, as we'll see in the Gemara. But here, you just made an oral commitment. An oral commitment, so you should keep your word. Keep your word. That's what the Mishnah says. Mekayim es dvaro, even without doing the kinyan Meshicha. The kinyanim are, you know, a huge world. Kinyan Meshicha itself might include a number of other kinyanim. There's a ritva. There's a ritva in Kiddushin on Daf Chaf Hei, where the ritva says, Haditzan, that which the Mishnah says there in Kiddushin, that metaltalin, what our Mishnah is talking about, nachazan she'elam machrayas, eina niknam ela b'mashicha, lav dafka, it doesn't mean mashicha, which means pulling something, but to hu adin b'mesira, o b'hagba'a, right? Mesira, which is by an animal giving over the reins of the animal, or hagba'a, lifting something up. Those are also similar and maybe included in the category of Meshicha. Kol chad v'chad kedinei, v'agbah kone b'chol davar, v'lo nacha Meshicha, elo lafuke kesef v'shtar v'chazaka, da'iri reisha v'karkos. It only says Meshicha to exclude the other kinyane karka that are performed to be kone karkas. That's why it says Meshicha, but lav davka, that it includes others. The later on also he says elavade meshicha ikerkra umino esrabu mesir vagba v'havi lehu kitoldos dida. There's the lashon of the ritva. The ritva applies the principle of av and tolda to kinyanim. We know the first av in Baba Kama in the Bavli connects avas and toldos to nizikin and tuma and Shabbos. Right, we have that, and we learned in this pesachta, right, avas and toldos of shvius. Right, which are different than Shabbos. Shabbos even told us a daraisa. Shviyas avos are what it says in the Torah daraisa, and told us a darabanan. So we have avos and toldos. The Ritva comes up with his chiddush of there's avos and toldos in kinyanim also. There are av kinyanim, and there are toldos of kinyanim, which means they're all in the same type of category of kinyan, even though it's a different physical act. That's what the Ritva says. Meshicha is the av, pulling it, lifting it up, giving over the reins. That could be. Those are toldos of that av. Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher in Baba Basra, we mentioned this before, puts all, there are 10 different types of kinyanim. He puts them all into four categories. Four categories of kinyanim. Number one, he says, it's a Simen Mem Beis. He says, Tamura, which we would call barter. Barter. Sometimes I give you something, you give me something. That's a type of kinyan, right? That's kinyan kesef. I pay for something in the store. That's barter. I give you a cow, you give me a horse. Right, that's barter. Any type of kinyan kesef and kinyan the chalipin, the literal chalipin, where you switch and you barter something. So that's all. That's how the kinyan works through the mechanism of barter. That's tamura. That's tamura. Number two is rishus. Rishus o shaladam, bringing something into your rishus. So that's mishicha and hagba and kinyan chatzer. All of those are somehow, now it's in your rishus, maybe in your physical rishus, maybe in your halachic rishus, right? That's rishus o shel adam. And that's, like he calls, kinyan meshicha v'tol dosav, as we just saw in the ritva, there in Kedushin and Daf Chaf Hei. And that is number two. Number three is raya. Raya shebo, you sowed raya. Kinyan shtar, you sowed the baraya shebo, a shtar. How you got a star? I give you a star that says I owe you. I'm buying this from you. Kesef shtar chazaka. So you give me the deed. Question is, which way does the star go? But I now have a star that you have commitment. You committed yourself in this star to sell me something to you know a star kiddushin, Right, gerushin. What also might be? How is that a kinyan? That's the raya. The fact that the achronim have a formulation when the woman is given a shtar and she's machzik it in her hand. The raya shabo of the get. You know, the get is not only a shtar kinyan, but it could also be a shtar raya afterwards. But the shtar might be connected. But either way, raya chalipin is a little bit different. Chalipin, what we've spoken about, I think a couple of weeks ago even, the kinyan chalipin is more of a kinyan shel das. It's a symbolic kinyan that might be connected within this raya, right? It's all about das in that category. Number three, and number four is hafkanas bailus, some type of expression of ownership. Expressing that you're an owner makes you an owner. That's kinyan chazaka. Kinyan chazaka, in all the different ways kinyan chazaka is formulated, putting up a fence, taking down a fence, digging a hole, all different types of kinyan chazaka, that is hafganas bailas. That's the language of the Magen Mishnah. In Ilchas Mechira, he mentions that. Dal yedei, but I'll read it from the Minchas Asher. Dal yedei shenoeg shebakarka kebailim, ukederecha adam, ha'ose betoch shelo, like you act like an owner, kone b'maisezeh, acting like an owner makes you an owner. No gedra parrots, like we mentioned as the mashal in the past. Acting like a husband and wife makes you like a husband and wife. That's nisuin. That's why there's so many different shitas of nisuin, all reflecting what a husband and wife act like, and that itself can make you husband and wife. And that is situmta might be a kinyan derabanan, shaking your hand. Where does that flow? Oh, either way, these are the four categories that he has, but Meshicha is one of them, which is Rishus, and that's what we have right here. Okay, so now get back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara on top, Pezayin Amin Aleph, Halovim in Ager of a Chulu. As we said, if you borrow from a Ger, if you return it, the rabbis are happy. Reb Elazar Omer, Ubaval Labanav, to his children, as we said. What does that mean? Ubilvad Labanav, only to his children. Reb Yossi Boy, Maosha Ubilvad Labanav, what does that mean? Im yesh lo banim, machzor lo banim. The halacha is because if he has children, give it to his sons. V'imein lo banim, machzor lo banosav. And if his ger doesn't have sons, give it to the daughters, who also would have inherited had they been non-Jewish with him. Shelo tomar, why would I have thought otherwise? Shelo tomar, don't think, hoel ve'ein yerusha sager dvar Torah, since this yerusha that we're talking about, of a ger is not d'oraisa anyway, a ger is not related to his biological children, it's really midaraisa. It's kind of like a token Yerusha. And therefore you might have thought, just do step one, sons. Right, sons. But, Yachzor Labanav, Kamash Malon, what is Reb Elazar telling me? No. Right, only if he has only sons, then you give it to the sons. But if not, you give it to the daughters too. Meaning it's not, you don't only do step one. You don't only do step one, and therefore, that's the halacha here. Why, again, is Yerushas Hager not midaraisa? So, says the Mara Folda, quoting from Chazal, the Gershon is Gayer, Kazan Shanola Dami. You see the first line in the Mara Folda. Because a Ger that is Nisgayer is like a child who was born. He's not related. He starts off fresh. Vein Banav She Yihayalo Biggi Yuso Yarshim Oso Dvar Torah. The children that he had when he was a non Jew, do not Yarshim him midaraisa. Vihava Mina. Then you give it to the sons and not the daughters. Who says you follow all Dine Yerusha? Kamash Malan, you do. Kamash Malan, Im Heim Rak Banav, Afilu Yubanosav, Yachzor Lahem. But if you have daughters, so then you give it to the daughters as well. So that's again how some Mefarshim read this line. Gershon is Gakar Shinola Dami. The Chassam Sofer has already pointed out, has no source in Shas. The Gemara quotes the principle, but what is the source of that principle? Of Gershon is Gaya Kikotin Shinola Dami. What is the source of that principle? Does not say anywhere in Chazal. So the Chassam Sofer leaves it, I'm not sure, what is the source? So the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayeschanan says the source is Shuvu Lachem La'ahalechem. The Pasuk says, after Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu tells everyone, go back to your Ohel, go back to your house. And Chazal say that means go back to your wives. Because for 3 days before Har Sinai, they weren't with their wives. Go back to your wives. What do you mean go back to your wife? They now have the mitzvahs of Arayos. There are some people that are probably married to some women who are usher to them. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu's own parents, who weren't alive then, but Moshe Rabbeinu's own parents, was an usher relationship. It was an aunt and a nephew. So there probably are some other Arayos but Moshe says you could all go back to your wives. Gershon is Gar, Ganshin Ola Dami. Because at Har Sinai, they all became Gerim. We were all converts at Har Sinai. And therefore we would be able to marry whoever we want. Gershon is Geyer. There's a Bala Turim in Parshas Kisetze who has a another makar where the pasuk says Yasom Ger Yatom. Right? Do not take advantage of a Ger Yatom. And the Bala Turim there says Ger is a Yatom. The Ger is a Yatom. A Ger, a convert, is looked at as an orphan because he's not related to his to his biological parents. Okay, so that's why it says here that Yerusha Sager is midirabbanan. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara Kayotze Bo. Similarly to a Ger, Misha Mei Sof Mishpachto, Vein Lo Yoresh Ela Imo. If somebody dies and he has no other relatives, he has no other, what do you mean, no other relatives? Right? Everybody has relatives. You just go back enough. So again, it must be talking about the mother converted. The only relative that he has is his mother. Right? So then, lo yachzir, technically you don't have to be machzir. Vim hechzir, ruach hachamim no chemenu. Again, the chacham would be happy about that because that's the only relative, the mother. And it's also derech eretz, that's the only relative, technically, that he doesn't, it's not halakhically, but biologically, so therefore give it back to her. All these ruach hachamim no chemenus. Good. Hagazlaim. Other areas of halacha where we have this principle. Hagazlan sha'asa tshuva, ubigish lahachzir esakzela. Hagazlan did tshuva, and he wants to give it back. Hamakabel meimenu, ein ruach hachamim no chaymenu. Very unusual. If a gazlan wants to give back his stuff, if you're makabel, the chachamim are not happy about it. Chachamim are not happy about your getting the gzela back. Why wouldn't they be happy about getting the gzela back? So the Maharas Eliyahu here quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama, Sadi Dalid. If you look on the bottom, the Ras Elio quotes the Gorm Baba Kama, "Bimei Rebbe Nishes Mishnezu." It's a quote from Baba Kama in the Bavli. In the days of Rebbe, he made this takana. Why? Demaisa, because there was a story there. Badamechad Shabikesh Lasos Tshuva. There was a gazlan that wanted to do tshuva, and he was about to do tshuva, and his wife says, "If you give back all of the stolen stuff, we're going to go broke. We're going to have no food to put on the table." And she convinced him not to do tshuva, because it was going to make them impoverished. Even your belt is not going to be yours. And the word got out that this guy wanted to do tshuva, and his wife didn't let him, so Rebbe made a takana. You know what? If there's a gazlan, don't accept his stuff. Don't accept. Right, and that's why the way this takana came from. One second, if he stole something from me, I'm not allowed to take it back? So, two limitations. Number one, the Gemara there says, and the Maharas Eliyahu here quotes it, it's only if the item is no longer there. If the item is there, it's ba'en, then of course you could take it back. Rebbe didn't make a takana against an item. If it's no longer there, and it's just about money. Right, that's the... That's really what it means. It doesn't mean your belt. It means the value of your belt. If you look in Tosfos there, in Baba Kama, Daf Sadi Dalid, Tosfos also says, maybe Rebbe only did this for his generation. Because you have so many stories in Chazal about people returning lost items, stolen items. So how do they, well, they violate Rebbe? So it must just be that Rebbe did that only for his dar. Only for his dar. There must have been a need at that time. But otherwise, after that... we don't, Rebbe Lotikin Elapa Osam, right, in that case. Number three, another limitation. Maybe Rebbe only says Ein Makabel for those who are doing tshuva. But if somebody just stole from you and you're bringing him to court and you're getting it back, then of course you're allowed to take it. That's what the Rabbeinu Yohanan says. In the Shin Mukubetz is there, in Baba Kama, he says, Ein Makabel in Mayhem. What does that mean? Except from them. That means they're offering it to you. Chlomar shehechziru me aleihem below onesh v'isui bezdin. If bezdin is not forcing them, then ein makabel mehem kedei sheyasimu alibam v'yomudu shara gazlanim v'chulu v'chala mishnayis v'hamaisim hanimsom b'chachmi atalmud. All the stories and the mishnayis that are found in the chachmi atalmud shoyim ma'asin v'kofin es hagazlanim l'shalim lo kashin. There's no problem. Why? Because all of those are, you know, where they didn't want to give it back. They didn't want to give it back. The only takana was for those who are in the world of tshuva. Again, Bezin will have to figure it out. Maybe a guy's going to fake it, right, in order to not have to give it, not have to give it back. But Bezin will have to figure it out, the truthfulness of each one. Okay, so this is where Rebbe said, Ein ruach hachamim. V'chol mekayim es dvaro. The last line of the Mishnah was, if anybody keeps their word, so then it's a good thing. Chachamim were happy about that. Meaning, even if you didn't, you only committed verbally. Chachamim were happy about about that. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Amar Anosim Anosim b'dvarim in business. If somebody's doing business, zimrim dat amar ein ruach chacham anochei menu. Sometimes the chachamim say the lower level of the rabbis aren't happy about it. Uvezimrin da'at amar in mosin oso el mishapara, or the Gemara takes out the word ella, right? Or others say it's a higher level of upsetness. Not just the chacham are not happy, but you get a mishapara. What's a mishapara? Yeah, that's the curse. The Mishnah in Bava Metzia at the beginning of the fourth parak, beginning of Azov, the Mishnah says, Nasan lo ma'os velo mashach emenu peiros. If you paid for something but you didn't do mishicha yet, you didn't take the fruit yet physically. So yachal achzerbo, you could be choserbo, you could retract because the kinyan didn't happen yet. Aval amru, but they say, mishapara mida'anshi dara mabel umidara flaga, the one who punished the dara mabel and the dara flaga, who asid lihipara mimisha'ina omed b'diburo. He's going to pay back from those who don't keep their word. Meaning people who made the commitment, maybe they paid money, but they didn't do the mashicha yet. So there's three levels, right? If there's just verbal commitment, then you shouldn't do that, shouldn't retract, and if you do, the chacham aren't happy. If you actually paid already, then you could also retract, but there's a mishapara, and if you're already in the kinyan, obviously then you can't retract. So so sometimes, our Gemara says, sometimes there's the lower level, sometimes there's the higher level. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yavo, B'shem, Rabbi Yochanan. So our Mishnah is talking about a case where you just made the verbal, right? Because it's Ein Ruach HaCham Noche Menu, so it's just the verbal. Rabbi Yochanan says, Hanosini Ravon Tabas L'Chaveiro, Ubikish L'Achzer Bo. What happens if I want to buy something for my friend, I gave him a ring. So it's security. But the question that Rabbi Yochanan is dealing with is that considered the beginning of the payment? So it's ke'ilu, like I'm going to get a mishapara, right? Or is that just no security and I'm going to get that thing back, right? I just gave a chaver, so chozer bo. So Rabbi Yochanan says that's not called payment yet. Right? That's just a, showing that I'm serious about the commitment, but it's not called a payment yet, and therefore you can be chozer bo, just right without a mishapara. Rabbi Zira boy, kumi Rabbi Yavo, zahuv. What about if you give a gold coin? So a gold coin is closer to money, but it's also symbolic. It's also like a security. So what do we say about a gold coin? So Amarle, Tabas! No, only a ring. Only a ring is not called payment, but this maybe Zav would be called payment already. Ma bein Zav, ma bein Tabas. What's the difference? So Zahuv darker lishtanos. Zahuv sometimes is changed into piron eventually. Right? Maybe the gold coin is going to be your payment. So that's why it can be looked at as that, and if you retract from there, you'd get a mishapara. Tabas be'ainahu. Tabat, the ring, is just ba'en. It's an object, and it's going to go back. And therefore, that's not looked at as the beginning of payment. Good. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi, Rabbi Yavo b'shem, Rabbi Yochanan. We have a machlokas here. Rabbi Yochanan says, Omar, litain matana l'chaveru b'kesh l'achzerbo, chozerbo. What if you promise you're going to give your friend a present, and then you go back on that? You're allowed to be chozerbo from that. Right? Let me chozerbo from that. The Gemara folda, quoting the Gemara, Uba matana meruba mairi. We're talking about a big present. A big present where nobody takes you seriously anyway. You promise that you're going to take your children across the world on a safari and, okay, you a big present, that's not, you're allowed to retract on that. Tiba matana mu'etes, because if it's a small present and they take you seriously, then you're not supposed to be chozerbo, right? If you promise something, you promise something. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if you promise to give a present, you're allowed to be chozerbo, and the Mara Folda says that means a big present. Come, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi, Omar le, hahein lav tzedek v'hin tzedek. You're allowed to be chozerbo? Is that a righteous lav and righteous hein? Right, he's quoting from the pasuk, right? Hin shalcha tzedek, lav shalcha tzedek, right? Your yeses and noes should be yeses and noes. So is that appropriate? Is that appropriate that you're going to be chozerbo? So Amar b'sha'a she'amar hinshal tzedekaya. Yeah, so he answers, yeah, if you think at the beginning when you said it, you meant it. You're not supposed to say something that you don't mean. Echad b'pev, echad b'lev. But if at the time that you said it, you meant it, and now factors changed over time, then that's not your fault. That's not a violation of hinshalcha and hinshalcha. Rav Palig. Rav is chozerbo. Rav argues. Rabbi Yochanan said, again, that there's no problem of going back on the matana. Rav Palig, Derav Omar, Kadana Omar, Libnei Beisi, Litin Matana Labarnash. If somebody says to their family, could you please give this matana to so-and-so? Lena Chazarbe. right? When I give my something to my family to give to somebody, I'm not chozer bo. Right? Look at the Ras Yerlio on the bottom. De kasava rav devarim yishbem mishum mechusrei amana. Just words. Just words is you can't be chozer bo. You shouldn't be chozer bo. V'isa daraisa ika. Right? One shouldn't be chozer bo. Ubamaskana lokai mahachi el midas chasidus. We say it's only midas chasidus, but that's what Rav says. Rav says, when I used to send things to my family to send to somebody, I was not chozer bo. Vaiter, masnisa pliga al Rav. The following brisa, Tosefta, argues on Rav. Emasai, why again? Rav just said when you give something to his family to give to someone, so he's not chozer bo. So that is against the following Tosefta. Emasai amra matadul nikra b'mishicha. When do we say the brisa says? The Tosefta says when do we say that kinya mishicha works? Like we said earlier, kinya mishicha birushus harabim o b'chatzah sheina shal shneim. In Rishus HaRabim, which the Gemara says elsewhere, which means, maybe it means the side of Rishus HaRabim, or a chatzah that does not belong to either of them. Birshus HaLokeach. But what if I do a kinyan mishicha in the Rishus of the buyer, right? You come into my Rishus to sell me something. So I want to buy something, and now it's in my Rishus. Kivan Shekibel Alav. Once the mocher accepts to give it, then boom, I'm kone, because it's in my Rishus. And it's a kinyan chaser. So in the buyer's rishus, the kinyan chaser, you don't even need to be moshechet. Be rishus mocher, if it's in the rishus of the mocher, so then lokana ad she yagbia o ad she yimshoch v'yotzi es kol merishus vaylim. But if it's in the rishus of the mocher, the seller, then mashiach is not going to be good enough, right? I have to lift it up off the ground through tfachim, or I have to pull it out of the rishus, right? So that's why mashiach wouldn't work in either of those. What if it's in the rishus of a shomer? Right? I sell you something and I say, so-and-so is holding it. So, rishus zeh, shahayu mufkadin etzlo, lo kana, she is zakenu bohen. So, he's not kone, the buyer's not kone, until he is mezake it on behalf of me, or she yasku es lo es bekoman, or I lease out the place where it is. But what do you see from there? That just telling someone, oh yeah, okay, my shomer has it, it'll be yours, it didn't happen yet, and you can be chozer bo technically. What do you mean? Rav says, right, when he said, I gave it to my family to give to so-and-so, it works already, it's automatic, even before they get it. So ma'avid la-Rav, right, so isn't this Tosefta against Rav? Because Rav is mashma, again, the Ma'ar of explains, Rav is mashma, av shelo zacha ben, b'shul eskama kabel. You can't be chozer bo. Right, so why does Rav say that? Why does the Tosefta say that you can't be chozer bo? So the Gemara answers, no. There's a big factor that's not explicit. Kan kishehemido imo, kan bishalohemido imo. There's a kinyan derabanan mentioned in Maseches Gittin called mamishlashtan. Mamishlashtan. That means if you owe me money, and I want to give it to so and so, so I get you and I get him, and I say, okay, we're all here. It goes to him. You owe him, right? That's mamish lashdan. All three of them are standing there, right? That's how does that work? So the Gemara Gittin says this is one of the three principles that are milsa below taima, right? We don't know exactly how it works. Milsa below taima. That's the Gemara Gittin on daf yud dalid amud aleph. One of the three amrav Yehuda. It's before that. Tan hani tlas mili shavinu rabana ki hilchasa below taima. Hilchasa below taima. Right, this is what Rashi says, Kilu kibla Moshe alacha misinai, Shein sarach lasis batam. Right, so there's a lumdis about how it works. Am I being makna you the loan? Am I just giving you zchusei gvia? That's a question in the Achronim. Okay, but that's what's going on here. When does the Tosefta say that it's the kinyan automatically works? That's by mamish lashdan. But without mamish lashdan, then it doesn't work yet. So Rav is talking about mamish lashdan. And the brisa is not. We skip the next line and a half. They take it out because we had that already. Te dalacha, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you that mamish lashdan is different from the following story. Chad barnash afkidei ravon amilcha. Somebody once wanted to buy salt, and so he left security. He left a ravon amilcha. The yakras, and then salt went up. Salt got expensive. So the seller wants to retract. I want more money. So Asa Lagabe Rav, so the seller came to Rav, Amarle, Oyitain, right? The seller came and he has the Eravon. So, oh, yitein lo, kol ervono. So you have to give the salt equal to the amount of the value of the Eravon, right? Because he got a security already, so that's ki'ilu. He bought that amount already, so you can't be chozer but from that amount. So that amount of salt, you can't hold back, because that was already given. Oh, yimser lo, lemisha para, or you're going to get a misha para, so up to you. Up to you, you're going to get a curse if you don't give him that amount. So from that story, Michlav Hashidasi Rav, and that was Rav's psak. So it seems like that. Why? Tamanu Amar Kad Amar Kad Ana Amar Lebnei Beis. That earlier when I tell my family Lite Matan LeBarnash Lena Chazerbe, I'm not Chozerbo. V'Kohu Amar Hachin. And here, as my Rav Holdek says, the salt was not Nikne. Right? If he doesn't give it, he gets a Misha Para. But Lamaisa, right? He can retract. Right? The story of Rav sounds like he can retract. Right, so can he or can't he? So it must be, right, it must be the gray as in, it must be that here's a mamet shlashton and here's a not a mamet shlashton. Right, you have to answer up somehow, so it must be where Rav says you cannot retract. There was a kinyan derabanan done, mamet shlashton, and otherwise not. Right, taman lamidas hadinhu. Over there, by the salt case, he says he can retract, because that's the din. There was no kinyan done yet, and it would be this a din. Umad Rav, nohag l'midas chasidus. What Rav was saying, midas chasidus, but the Gemara explains that, not exactly midas chasidus, there was a reason that it couldn't be undone, because of ma'am mitzlashtim. You see, the Gemara has v'ko amar hachin, right? Let me just read that like the Gemara says it. So doesn't that prove that it's mamish lashton or not? So the Gemara gives an answer. Let's read that differently. The Gemara says that the Gemara next line is no. There's no proof from Rav and that story, because there could be a different answer. There could be a different explanation given, not mamish lashton versus not mamish lashton, but whether Rav was acting meikar adin or not. Taman lamidas adin, who in the salt case he was saying you can retract, because that's meikar adin. But in the other case, Rav was saying just what his practice is. Minas chasidus, he would never retract, and therefore it is different. Hajalach shvius mishametas v'zilah masechah shvius. There's so much more in Shemitah. I was just looking last night. I figured it was the last day of Shemitah and the Minchas Asher in shvius. There's so many topics that we didn't discuss. I saw one interesting one. Is there a malach of borer if you want to separate after you clear the table on Shabbos and Shemitah? So you want to put some of the garbage in the Shemitah pach and some of them in the regular garbage. Is that borer? Is that called ochel mitoch psoles? It's not really ochel. It's psoles mitoch psoles. So he has a mamar where he talks about there's no borer by psoles mitoch psoles. Maybe ochel mitoch ochel. But not psoles mitoch psoles. He did not think a number of rise to that. But again, there's so much more. But this gave us the opportunity, at least for 87 days, to be able to talk about Inyani Shemitah and Shvius. And think back, way back, we spoke about the Isurim HaKarka, the Daraisas, the Drabanans of Svichin, of Biur, and this last parak, this last week that we spoke about Shemitah's Ksafim. But next, best from tomorrow, we get back to the world of Zraim and Shrumos. We get back to what we spoke about, again, Peah was about Matnas Aniyim, and Demai was about, that's a strange order, we'll talk about that best from tomorrow. Demai got into Shrumos and Maeseris. Then we took a little detour for Kilayim and Shvius, and now we get back to Trumas, Maisris, Maiser Sheni, Chala, which are all Matnes, Sakuna, and Leviah, and then Arlen Bikurim, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here. Mazel tov to all, and we should be zochet to continue many more Mesechus.
Amen.